Hello, hi, and welcome. If you're that person that shadily gathers all their friends on a Saturday night outside the Church Street MRP to buy cheap booze, put it in one Coke bottle and share it. If you're that person who says shit like, bro, you wait, I'll call my boys and they'll fuck you up, bro, in a very normal and peaceful conversation. If you're that person who corrects every newbie that says Kannad Gotilla before wanting to give them one tight slap, or if you're that person who's ballsy enough to try some shit from that 99 variety dosa stall that's on the corner of pretty much every other street in the city, or if you're that person who aggressively defends Bangalore weather in almost every conversation possible, or if you're simply someone who related to any of these things and your love for the city is dominated by these cliches just like me, then hey, congratulations, you are Bob as fuck. Welcome to Bob Talks, a podcast hosted by me, Samyukta Sunil, where I bring fun and interesting conversations and stories from all across Bengaluru to your home. So I moved to Bangalore 12 years ago. Bangalore is home. And it wasn't really love at first sight, but it was something that evolved over the last couple of years, especially after I got that freedom from my family to go out and explore the city by myself. Bangalore is one of the main reasons why I got into writing, which is what I pursue as a degree right now. And that's kind of strange, but that's for another episode. So I wrote a piece about Bangalore on a very lonely cab ride 6 years ago. It's still one of my most prized possessions because that piece received a really, really wonderful response. And also, it's very close to my heart. I did not realize that I was this obsessed with this city until my friends made me reread it. And they're like, bro, you're so good at this, and maybe you should think about taking this idea forward, which is when I thought, okay, maybe yes. Here we are 6 years later, when I finally decided to get my lazy ass off the bed and do something about it. This idea came to me a week ago and it materialized over a span of 3 days when the cover art and the introductory track were both created by two incredibly talented artists, Kanish Patel and Veda. You should check their Instagram handles out, I'll put them out in the caption. Huge shout out to you guys, thank you so much for making this happen. And yeah, I just realized that I'm so Bangalorean in the sense that there are so many stereotypes you associate with the place. And it just weirdly becomes a part of you and you begin to embrace it.
And I really think that we embrace these stereotypes on a very subconscious level, right? It just becomes a part of our day-to-day conversation with friends and family, and it's very fascinating to understand why and how. Because before we know it, we start throwing around words like Bob, why are you so enthu today, bro? Let's go put on scene, Bob. It just becomes a part of your conversation and you're just sitting there wondering why. I mean, I'm sitting here wondering why. And it gives rise to this very distinct meme culture, very distinct traditions that only we as Bangaloreans collectively relate to. And there are also these spaces in the city, these long-standing spaces that we're also emotionally attached to. For example, late at night when you want to go for an ice cream run, you're probably going to go to Corner House and get a DBC. Or after a nasty Saturday night when you're looking for some good-ass South Indian breakfast to beat that hangover, you're probably going to go to Koshi's or Airlines on Brigade Road. Or when you just want to grab a beer and chill with the homies, you're going to go to Chinlong's, Bob's or Pico's. But why? Why do we keep revisiting these spaces over and over again? And why are we so emotionally attached to it? Why is it so necessary that every non-Bangalorean who comes to this city must visit these places, must experience these spaces? And I hope to explore that in the form of stories and by understanding its people, because I don't think there's anything better than listening to stories, right? So yes, I have a very exciting guest coming up in the next episode. And she's very funny, a fantastic queen, if I may. And she's a very cool artist. Before I drop any more hints, please watch out the space for more information. And I'd love to tag you all along throughout this journey. And I hope you guys have as much fun as I do. Let's go kill this scene, Bob. Have fun, guys.